Hollywood's favorite everyman may be tired of playing the same nice guy roles. Movie critic Kenneth Turan says we'll see a different Tom Hanks in Road to Perdition.
There's something chilling about watching Tom Hanks turn himself inside out in the powerful Road to Perdition. He plays Michael Sullivan, a Depression-era gangster who ends up on a bloody quest for revenge. It's especially unnerving because Hanks, remains a person we instinctively connect to no matter what. So though his world is violent, Sullivan's story is an emotional and personal one, an examination of the unavoidably difficult relationship between fathers and sons.
It clutches.
Right, it clutches. Which of those pedals is the clutch? That's the gas. Gas. Show you. There. Right there, see? Here's the clutch, and it does the clutching.
Director Sam Mendes, in only his second feature after the Oscar-winning American Beauty, has told this surprisingly resonant story with a potent fatalism. This is classic filmmaking, restrained and all of a piece, by a director who believes film can tell adult stories in an adult manner. Michael Sullivan is more than the man who enforces the edicts of Midwestern crime lord John Rooney, played by Paul Newman. Sullivan has been like a son to Rooney ever since he was a young orphan. Sullivan is severe with his own two sons, especially the older one, played by Tyler Hoechlin. The boys idolize him, though they're not really sure what he does for a living.
Peter, I can't come to your concert tonight. I'm working.
Working at what? Putting food on your plate, young man.
All right, boys, come on. Clear the plates.
The night Michael Jr. finds out leads to a pair of cold-blooded murders which Sullivan must avenge. But he hadn't counted on having his 12-year-old son with him. Their touchy relationship is now freighted with emotional complications neither of them feel equipped to handle. Road to Perdition's excellent cast sees to it that this story plays out as it should. Jude Law brings the right amount of strangeness to a rival killer whose main drive is to photograph his victims. Newman, who gets nothing but better with age, is excellent as a cold-blooded man of business, weighing his legacy against his feelings for a surrogate son.
You can't protect him forever. If it wasn't this, it'd be something else. Natural law. Sons are put on this earth to trouble their fathers.
Road to Perdition also has an all-star team behind the camera, starting with graceful cinematographer Conrad L. Hall. The film has sweated the physical details, but that doesn't mean emotion has been neglected. Road to Perdition's ability to create feeling sneaks up and surprises. This is a story with a will to move us and the ability to make that happen.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for the Los Angeles Times.